All right, Cole. What are we doing?
Well, I had it memorized. I figured it out. I went through. I did the randomization thing. But thing is, I was drunk when I did it. Yeah.
Cry for help.
Yeah, you know. Are you familiar? I mean, my issues aside, are you familiar with the notion of state memory?
No.
No. Well, it's.
Oh, actually, yes, I am.
Yeah, you know,
I knew the concept, but did not know the name for it, and I just put it together. It's like if you study drunk, you can take a test drunk.
Yeah. There's that. You know, save you. Yeah. So I'm going to need you. Just take this fifth of wild turkey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to take this this fifth of Lagavulin 16, and mm-hmm. we're gonna get started on this. And by the end, we're gonna know what's happening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me make some sound effects by shaking whiskey near the mic. Okay.
All right. My beer won't make sound because it's full. So,
yeah. It also doesn't have a lid. Like, don't shake it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shaking this ghost owl.
All right. Okay. So, four hours later. Gary. It's Master Chu and Drunkard Who?
I miss my dad. I don't miss my dad.
That's funny. That's funny, sad. Is there a word for that?
Probably in German.
Yeah.
Like Weltschmier.
Weltschmier. yeah, just enjoy some Weltschmier.
Yeah. Yeah, go fuck.
Go.
Fuck my dad and fuck Master Chu and Drunk R2.
Go fuck,
hey, go fuck yourself, Gary Butterfield Sr. That's who the real enemy is in all of this.
It's the end boss of Duck Feed.
Of my life, yeah. He stands between me and heaven when I die.
So there's that.
Yeah. I'm Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the game where we play games. Bad games you suggest.
Yeah, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, who did this to us?
Well, the person who did this to us, his name is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, Cameron.
Yeah. Whew, boy, oh boy.
Yeah,
you picked a winner.
Yeah. This is a real infamous winner too.
See, I'd never heard of it.
It is there's an Angry Video Game Nerd entry on it. It is it's some famous Kusagi. It's got a Hardcore Gaming 101 entry, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Just because it is so maybe it doesn't, but it is fairly infamous.
Yeah,
it's an infamous Colored Dreams release.
Oh, so they had to do the blue cart.
Yep. Yeah, it's okay. One of those beautiful baby blue carts.
Yeah, the ones that stick out. Yeah, it's great. Like, they stick out in Iraq.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. And they stick out in any Middle Eastern country. Like, they're just a gorgeous shade of blue.
Yeah. Man, just the fact that we make everything gray just really makes me sad.
Yeah, so, like, the NES is, that being their color is kind of depressing.
Yeah. No. Oh, well. We need more color in this world.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm down. I know we can't talk about poop this episode, so.
Yeah, we need more color. this game. You know it has two-player simultaneous co-op?
So that's where Drunkard Who went, I guess.
Yeah. Drunkard Who?
It's never not funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you can play as Drunkard Who. This would not be fun co-op or anything, but like if I had a card of it, I would try it co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, maybe sure. It would be a little bit more tolerable.
Yeah, like it'd be just because you're sharing it, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like, if you know, holding your hand on the stovetop alone, you know, it's a horrible nightmare. Two of you doing it together, you're getting cool matching scars.
Yeah, you're both lifting this annoying thing.
Yeah.
Do you know that this game, one of the copyrights, and it was made by a company called Joy Van. Like, on the title screen, it's like copyright 1989, Joy Van.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that Joy Van. What is that? What's Joy Van?
That's an Alan Parsons Project EP.
Oh yeah, yeah. Join the joy van.
Yeah.
Yeah. Master Chu.
Master. Okay.
How far did you get in this? Did you get past the tree?
No, I did not.
Okay, I just got up to the tree.
Yeah.
I could not get past the tree.
So I thought that Garfield had the least effective close range attack.
Yeah, a little fun fan. Like, yeah. Does it hurt anything? Is it even an attack?
It looks like
you're just like, oh, you. Like every time you do it.
It just provides them with a nice cool breeze.
Yeah.
It's like you're wafting a playbill or a wedding program in their face.
Yeah, you're getting vapors.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a dude. Isn't the fan like a lady thing?
Well, not in the Mystic Orient. So it can't belong to anyone.
Okay.
Also, I would sign a petition that banned up to jump.
Oh my
in
god!
Video games. Like, I never want that, especially when you have a button that isn't clearly doing something. But like, yeah. I never want to press up to jump.
No, it's terrible. And
yeah, it's
like,
so bad.
I held down command and I almost pressed Q after I figured out that up jumped. Mm-hmm. I was like, done. I can't.
Yeah.
Man. Like, I can't even off the top of my head name any other game that does that.
It's Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's not
like
a good game.
It's like any kind of fighting game.
Fighting games tend to do that.
Yeah. But at least that, like, you know, fighting games, like, you know, that isn't the primary axis that you're working on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a mistake, especially, I mean, if we're not using an original NES D-pad. You know, we're playing these on, or I was playing this on a different controller, so the is not as good, and mm-hmm. I would accidentally jump a lot, which is not what made it unplayable. Like,
no.
I could have pitch perfect controls, and this would not be a
yeah. Well, like just the fact that you can never be sure that what you're standing on will be there if you move.
Yeah,
like just
yeah, like
falling.
Anywhere that has a vase on it
uh-huh.
becomes intangible under the vase. It's real weird.
Mm-hmm.
Can't walk in front of a vase.
No.
Vases are the name of the game.
because vases obscure yin yangs. You know, that classic mystical symbol of white and red.
Yeah, if this was made by a Western studio, this would be really racist.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this just seem very like oh, you know, Mr. Bing Bong's like walking around collecting yin yangs to the soundtrack. You know,
and that soundtrack, like I specifically made a note of the music. I'm usually pretty lenient on 8-bit music, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of okay. You know, they're working with, and not everything can be Capcom, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, like it is aggressively bad in composition.
Yeah,
and I can tell they're kind of going for like it almost sounds Russian, but like they're trying to make it like traditional Chinese, and it just doesn't work at all.
It loops too soon and at a weird point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a smooth loop, and it happens like it's tripping over itself.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I mean, we did Legacy of the Wizard recently, and that game has good music.
Yeah.
Like, you can have, like, amazing music, and we've had Abject Suffering games that have very good music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who could forget Balls? you know, like, that amazing soundtrack.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that there's a Balls connection, Gary.
Yeah?
Yeah, one of these. It might have been Media Ring, or it might be Master Chu. It might be this very game.
Has balls in it, or well, is by Joyvan or Sachin?
Implied balls. This has implied balls.
It does have implied balls.
Yeah,
do it.
Let me see your Joyvan. No, it was one of the previous ones. No, it was Toilet Kids. Toilet Kids was developed by the same team that did
balls.
Yeah, did balls.
Huh? Mm-hmm. They really got their heads in the gutter. That team, like, boy, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is based on a pretty famous. Like film, you know, in Japan, or the story of it, like there's another film that's based on the same idea, of this like master and then like this other drunken friend,
because mm-hmm.
there's like drunken master, there's a Jackie Chan thing.
I'm just picturing the Japanese version of Tommy Boy.
Yeah, it's probably not dissimilar to that. You mean Surf Ninjas or Three Ninjas? Which one's the one with Chris Farley?
No, you're thinking of Beverly Hills Ninja.
That is what I'm thinking of. Yeah, the ninja suffix. Craze of the 90s.
Yeah. Oh man, it was Australians in the 80s and then the Japanese in the 90s.
Yep, and in the 2000s, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Everything stops. Mm-hmm. So I need to address something. I just need to make reference to a thing on a popular website that tickles me in a very special way.
Mm-hmm.
That article, like 9 toys that weren't as fun anymore after 9/11 on the click hole. That is like magic is what it is.
Yeah, I know the person who wrote that.
I think.
That's my one of my friends, or Elizabeth's friends, Sarah McHenry,
mm-hmm.
She writes for them, and I think that she did that.
Wow. That is inspired, because that is the implied coda to every single one of those BuzzFeed articles about, like, hey, you grew up in the 90s and you lost your innocence.
Yeah. She's very funny, and that is like, you know, best new website 2014.
Yeah,
for sure. I love how, like, that website gets surprisingly dark.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Calvin and Hobbes fucking each other video. Like, it's so hard for me to be surprised, like, by anything, and it just works so well.
Just like, it's not just them fucking, like, if it was, you know, some Tijuana Bible horseshit.
It's the soundtrack, and then
it's the loving embrace.
Yeah. And then did you see the one that was like, this moment of courage only took 30 seconds?
Yep.
And it's just the I Have a Dream speech sped up to only take 30 seconds.
Yep.
Good work.
Oh, the Mad Men quiz. Which Mad Men character are you?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. They're all. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Good website.
Mm-hmm.
Good website.
Yeah. But anyway, something about the 90s, about nothing mattering after 2001. God, it is rough, and I don't.
Yeah, I couldn't get past the tree. You go through, you get hit by things, you can't avoid it.
It's like a tree goblet.
Yeah, and then you run into the tree, like, I like those apples, like, throwing apples at you, and he just is a bullet sponge, just shooting magic at him, mm-hmm. and then you die, and then you stop playing Master Chew and Master Two.
That's the ending.
That's the non-standard game over.
Yeah,
it's the one you want.
Wow, I guess Chew has a knife.
No, that's or do you mean Chew has a knife, or who has a knife?
Oh, who has a knife?
Is Chew. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who has a knife?
Fan.
Yeah.
Huh. Who has a knife?
No, seriously, cut it out.
Yeah, I can't. Does it work? Does it hurt things? Does the fan hurt things? Were you able to get the fan to hurt anything?
I mean, not without it hurting me, so I couldn't really tell.
It looks like it defends against projectiles.
Hmm.
So it's a shield.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Did you unlock, like, the health power up? Which is like the little man. Like, at the last vase, if you shoot it, a little man comes out and starts running away. And if you collect him, he refills your health.
That's a Starman.
Yeah, he's just like a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
It's real cute.
Surprisingly, here's the thing. I'm looking at the cover art to this, and it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like that two-headed thing.
Yeah, it's like nice and tasteful. Yeah, well, it's you're fighting against the end boss is the Hindu god Shiva.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, but it's very tasteful, like very like line art kind of feel.
Yeah.
Watercolor. Damn.
Yeah.
And like,
due for a reboot.
I don't. And so what's weird is, like, usually with these, they look bad too. This doesn't look bad. Like, the sprites, like there's been some care put into the visual design of all this.
Yeah, it looks fine. Like, it's not, that impressive, but it's fine.
Yeah. And then filling out the abject suffering bingo card, doing things randomly in the world to try and make the necessary items pop out.
Yeah, Myla and the Secret Castle shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, no good.
I don't know.
No good.
No good at all.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not too much, like... It's a weird. That is a weird cultural thing, like the getting powered up when you're drunk mm-hmm. thing. That is, you see it in other, it's kind of like a famous Japanese thing. Like, I've seen it in other kung fu movies.
Legend of the Drunken Master.
Yeah. Yeah, which I think is based on the same legend.
Oh.
Like, I think that's what. Yeah. So. Yeah.
I mean,
one of the top thing on the message board is someone saying, "Anyone know Perry Como?"
I got a song I need to pitch to him.
Yeah. I've tried everywhere else. Might as well try the Master Chew and Drunkard Who GameFAQs message board.
That has to... It's a message board in a bottle.
Yeah. Yep. The universe is talking to you, Perry Como.
What if he's like Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Okay, hope not.
Damn it, now I have to sign on to something called GameFAQs.
What would I feed you?
Oh, he's dead as fuck.
Oh, okay.
So it would be a literal Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it just summons his bones to, like, hang out in your living room until somebody else says his name three times.
Yeah. Which statistically is very improbable to happen.
If I were to say it three times and get his bones, I would just keep it and forget that they are Perry Como's bones.
Oh, you just have bones.
Like, and I would just have a skeleton, yeah.
Because, hey, free skeleton.
Yeah, I would like a skeleton, and they're very expensive.
Yeah. You're actually doing a favor, because he was lost at sea.
Ooh. Yeah, I could give him back to his family, or I could have a bitchin' red skeleton.
Bitchin' red ocean skeleton.
If I had a full-size skeleton, they were selling like plastic ones after Halloween, and I was trying to find one because I didn't want to spend the full price on it. Mm-hmm. If I get one, I'm going to set it up at my dinner table eating breakfast and just leave it there, because I never use my kitchen table, and I would like to have that as just a little scene in my house all the time.
Yeah, just a little bit of whimsy. You're out there getting your fiber cereal. It's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Just have you're looking a little thin there, Bonesy. The nice thing about the live stream we're going to record is now that I have my webcam up, I can introduce my tiny skeleton to the viewers. So
let's make up stories about where the tiny skeleton came from.
Yeah, it's a kid. There's no need to make up a story. Came from a child. It's very almost great great grandson.
Somebody went back and they sent Perry Como to die at sea as a child.
Yeah, or they went and found his body at sea, and then scraped some semen off the inside of his penis and used it to impregnate a lady, and then had this kid.
Yeah, son of Como.
Yeah, yeah, like Jurassic Park.
Son of Como.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
he didn't die at sea. I think he died of cancer or some shit.
Etsy.
He died on Etsy. Yeah, it was a live cam. I told you guys I was hardcore.
Yeah, cancer Etsy.
Yeah, he died of cancer of the cross stitch.
Yeah.
his first appearance on television was on the Chesterfield Supper Club.
Sounds quaint.
Yeah, so supporting the cancer theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably, that's what kills most of us. Or our hearts, you know?
Yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah. I don't know. I want a video game version of Rashomon. I think the closest I'm ever going to get is
Samurai.
What's that?
Samurai?
Rashomon?
Yeah. And there's a game called Samurai for PS2 that's like Way of the Samurai from different angles.
I don't know that it's from different angles, though. I think that it's just a very, very divergent narrative, like that is meant to be played over and over again.
Okay. Yeah, I've never actually. I just know it by reputation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very curious to play it because it gets very high marks from people who enjoy the things.
Especially like when it came out, people who didn't like it, they're like, "Oh, this is a perfect game, except it's too short." Yeah. And now, like, being too short is a mark of a perfect game.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, I picked up on the Steam sale, dating this recording, quite some nice. Well, sorry.
Are you okay? Just continue with the point, buddy. Yeah. Like, what was that? Okay. Some. Okay.
Oh boy, I got caught in a loop. Yeah, okay,
take a breath and start over, friend.
Okay,
it's okay.
I don't know what's happening, Gary. Yeah. Okay. So dating this episode in an unfortunate manner. However, I picked up Call of Juarez Gunslinger, which apparently is a Western Rashomon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like it is a very short campaign that is done a couple of different times from different points of view, and the story changes in the telling, and your gameplay experience changes with that.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that game. That sounds neat.
Yeah.
Did you ever play, it's only tangentially related, did you ever play Gun?
Yes, I fucking love Gun.
Yeah, Gun was really good.
Yeah, that was by the Tony Hawk guys.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Gun.
Yeah.
It was interesting, like, everyone's been kind of nerding out about the Steam sale, but then as Steam sales continue to become a thing, like, there's just less and less interesting about them.
Well, because you already have the games you want.
Yeah, there's, like, and just games aren't coming out fast enough or becoming Steam, ready or Steam sale eligible fast enough. Mm-hmm. For me to care too much. Like, I think I bought one game or something on the Steam sale, and you bought me Saints Row, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. I meant to say thank you for that.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, there's nothing I really need.
I bought like a game a day off of it, just cleaning up on my wish list, and I'll probably do a big, flush at the end. You're absolutely right. Like, it's very much less tempting.
Yeah.
Now.
It's just less exciting. Like, it's more about like, oh, there's something I definitely want. I just need to watch and make sure it, see if it comes through.
Exactly.
As opposed to like, this is a smorgasbord, fun stuff.
Yeah. It gets a little bit less exciting now that they have the wish list functionality with the email. So I get an email when they update it saying, hey, this thing you want is now $3. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah.
Or it's like, okay, Transistor is now $15. I will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, mildly less fun.
Yeah, well, yeah. Everything gets less fun.
Yeah, so, as you get older.
Yeah, so did you see my tweet of that Simpsons quote?
Yeah.
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 Gary, from season 20 on, like, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Every episode is getting just a little bit better.
That's I've heard that before. Other people have said it gets better.
Yeah. Like, the Nadir was somewhere around, like, 15 to 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool that it gets better, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quote was coin collecting is like life. They both stopped being fun years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Even though like I at first I think that sounds very deep and good, but then like coin collecting has never been fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a weird quote. Like yes, yeah. Life gets less fun.
It's in the it's in the context of the episode. It just comes out of nowhere. Akin to you tried your hardest and failed. The lesson is never try or something like that. Yeah, it is one of those seemingly thoughtful, seemingly profound. Horribly negative Homer Simpson quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. To his kids.
Yep.
Almost exclusively.
Yep.
But yeah, it's interesting that show gets good.
Yeah. Maybe I mean, it may dip back down, but you know, it might also be the idea that you have to go through the awful parts for it to be good. Like if you're going in with seasons five, you know, four through five as reference, and nothing's going to rise to that. Like you have to walk through the valley of shit. Ah, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to become a toilet kid before you can become a toilet adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a little boy wants to be a big boy.
Jeez, why'd you say that with so much menace?
It is a thing from a podcast.
Okay.
I try not to do that, but it is a turn of phrase that gets stuck in my head.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm kind of out of things. This is a shorter episode, but I'm kind of out of things to say about this.
Yeah, me too. Just a little bit. We can do shorties. That's fine.
Yeah, it's okay to do a shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who suggested this one more time?
This was from Cameron.
Moriarty?
Yes.
Cameron. Yeah. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible game.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, but terrible. Like we're just like we're inevitably going to get some legacies of the wizard thrown in there, some improvements home. You know, we're all of these, if we do the show long enough, we're gonna have to do all these infamous ones.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So
I was watching on YouTube just for mindless numbness, like a bottom, like the worst games list thing, and like list-based entertainment is like really the lowest form of writing. Like I hate it. Yeah. In principle, but every once in a while, like if I'm just like need something to occupy myself to fall asleep to, like I will put something like that on. Mm-hmm. And there were so many good looking games that I've never heard of on this list that I was like, man, like we could do this forever. Like there were literally like, like on this list, I watched at least 20 games that looked hilarious that I've never, there's like a game called Operation Matriarchy, which is
sounds like a parody.
It looks incredible. Like there's just weird, the plot is like you're on a space station that the women have taken over and it's a FPS. Like it's just very weird. Like there's just so many games I'd never even heard of on PC that like are like a lot of them free that, we could do this forever.
Yeah. We're only limited by the imagination of our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing next time? Do we know?
Well, next time we are doing a game from Mr. Samuel Bear. This is Dudes with Attitude for the NES. Oh, hey.
I play this game a lot.
You do?
When I was younger. Yeah, I played it when I was younger. I don't think it actually holds up or anything, but I definitely got like stuck in, like when you're young and somebody gives you a Data East game and that's all you got. That's all you got. Or is that Bad Dudes? Maybe Dudes with Attitudes and Bad Dudes.
Yeah, I play the shit out of Bad Dudes. The level with the train? Yeah.
Yeah, this might be different than that. That might be what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you for suggesting that. If you want to suggest other games, you can go to duckfeed.tv/contact.
Mm-hmm.
And suggest those. Yeah. And if you want to support us, a very good way to do that is to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/abjectsuffering. Listen to the other shows in the network and write us a rating or review on the old iTunes.
Yeah. And a special request, tell a friend. If you like, if you have a friend, if you know somebody who likes video game or humor-based entertainment, send them our way.
Yeah. Yeah, send them our way.
Yeah, we'll take care of them.
Yeah, we'll take care of them.
They
are little boys. They want to be big boys.
so much menace.
Yeah, it does. It sounds more menacing. I'm doing it in a menacing voice. It's not actually menacing in the reference. Coming. Cool. Until next time, go fuck yourself, everyone.
into all a good fuck.
Yeah, into all a good number three. Top shelf number three.
Top shelf. Yeah, that's when he jizzed in somebody's Lafrey.
It's champagne.
Yeah. I jizzed in your 18-year scotch. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there's your Bombay Sapphire.
Oh man, that might actually make it taste better. God, gin, the more expensive gin gets, the worse it tastes to me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the taste of gin just in general. I don't think it tastes very good. But on its own.
Yeah.
Anywho. Well,